Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture on this second holiday interrupted week in a row. This week, Thursday, is New Year's Day. Regardless, we've got farm news for you now. U.S. Ag saw many new developments in 2025, like a new administration, a new ag secretary, new policies, new tariffs, and more challenges to come in the new year. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer suggests it's been a turbulent year for American agriculture.
There's been a lot of things this year that have affected the overall market. There's been a lot in the kind of the typical stuff that we talk about in terms of straight weather. There's been unusual events in terms of animal diseases,
including the spread of avian flu here and the New World screwworm northward in Mexico. And then there were President Trump's reciprocal tariffs that boomeranged at U.S. soybean and other producers, inspiring more planned farm aid.
Other policies like ad hoc disaster assistance being rolled out in the last year and pending bridge payments to be provided in the new year. And a lot of the things that describe or influenced by the health of the ag sector as well.
Including the high cost of farm inputs and the continued lack of a new farm bill, but legislated improvements in reference prices. That as the corn harvest hit a record and corn and soybean prices hit new lows, as doubts continued over China fulfilling its soy buying commitments. Now the new year, we'll see a review of USMCA with the U.S.'s other two most important ag trade partners, Canada and Mexico. Sales and distribution of medically important antimicrobial drugs used in livestock up 16% from 23 to 24, that according to a new report from the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine. Despite the increase, sales remain 27% below peak levels recorded in 2015. The uptick marked a break from generally stable year-over-year sale trends reported since 2017. The FDA says sales volume may fluctuate over time in response to various factors, including changing animal health needs, changes in animal populations, and changes in animal production practices. The FDA agency noted that sales data reflected the volume of drugs sold, not necessarily the amount ultimately administered to animals. The National Pork Board announced five new additions to its board of directors. Chad Groves of Kansas, Jessica Stevens of Ohio, Paul Ayers of Illinois, Dwight Mogler of Iowa, John Rouser of Montana, and Jeremy Burkett of Wyoming. They were nominated by Pork Act delegates at the National Pork Forum and appointed by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Inside Agriculture for the final Monday of the year. We'll be right back with markets.